Minute in Sports. I'm Jason Dinesen. The Twins beat the Cubs again last night, 4-2 at Target Field. Starter David Festa pitched 5 1/3 innings, and the bullpen allowed just one base runner the rest of the way. It wasn't all good news for the Twins, though, as Byron Buxton left the game with a hand injury after being hit by a pitch. Manager Rocco Baldelli on Buxton's injury.
Buck coming out of the game is not what you're looking for. He looks like he's going to be okay. He had some imaging done and it came back all right. So he was pretty sore though. So we'll see.
The teams wrap up their three-game series with an afternoon game. First pitch at 12:10 at Target Field, with Chris Paddock getting the start for Minnesota. Major League Baseball has announced that Twins starter Joe Ryan has made the All-Star roster. It's Ryan's first All-Star appearance. He joins teammate Byron Buxton in making the roster. The All-Star game will be played on Tuesday in Atlanta. The University of Minnesota and football coach P.J. Fleck have agreed to a new contract that will keep Fleck on the sidelines through 2030. Fleck has coached Golden Gopher football since 2017 and has the fifth most wins in school history. The Minnesota Lynx lost at Phoenix on Wednesday, 79-71. The Lynx turned the ball over 18 times and had multiple shot clock violations. Coach Cheryl Reeve.
No question about it, our offense let us down. You know, we were getting through it, fighting through it, and then a little over 5 minutes to go, we're up five. You know, shot clock violation. Would have been a second one, but Courtney had to throw one in. You know, she had to make a three. So offensively, we just didn't rise up to the, you know, the physicality that Phoenix played with.
It's short turnaround for the Lynx as they're at L.A. this afternoon. I'm Jason Dinesen, and this is Sports on MNN.